Seeing risks to independent media, Humboldt Progressive Democrats sought insights from a community radio leader, KMUD General Manager Kara Randolph. Chartered by the Humboldt County Democratic Central Committee, Humboldt Progressive Democrats strives to work toward restoration of citizen ownership of our democracy, according to its website. And the group sees democracy under pressure with the new federal administration of President Donald Trump. Publicly funded media is increasingly targeted, and Randolph was at the February 19th Progressive Democrats meeting to talk about how community radio is meeting new challenges. New Federal Communications Commission regulations are affecting public media, she said, adding that, quote, it is worrisome. Randolph talked about the perils of new federal oversight.
As most of you probably know, one of the co-authors of Project 2025 is now the head of the FCC. And within that agenda, Project 2025, they did make it clear that they would like to get rid of public media. And just in the last few weeks, we've seen investigations by the FCC towards NPR, PBS, as well as a San Francisco-based radio station, KCBS. The investigations into NPR and PBS seem to mostly be around underwriting, looking for any tiny violations of underwriting, which is how we support our business. It's the word we use for our sponsors. We don't do advertising, but we have sponsors that support our station. And so they're going, you know, with a very fine-tooth comb to make sure that all of the language is appropriate. And there's a lot of really minute details that are really easy to consider to be in violation, whether it's just saying the word, visit this website could be considered a call to action, even though it's so subtle, we have to be really careful with our words and just say, here's the website. And so at KMUD, we've had to go through all of our underwriting again to just confirm that it's in line with the rules.
Randolph said 25% of KMUD's operating budget is from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which last year provided $135,000 of a $556,000 operating budget. She said KMUD has received two-thirds of this year's Corporation for Public Broadcasting grant, and 2025 will likely be funded, but she said, quote, I don't know what the future will look like. With the feds eyeing public media content, KMUD and other sources are balancing the need to inform their audiences against the risks of being investigated.
The radio station in San Francisco that is being investigated is because they were reporting where ICE raids were. And so the FCC is considering that a public safety hazard. And so it's been a little tricky navigating how we can support our community and staying free from investigation. So we're allowed to post pretty much whatever online. The FCC rules don't really apply to websites, social media, but anything on the air is up for investigation. So we've had to play it a little more cautious with what we say on air, but trying to still use other tools to get messages out. You know, we really depend on our members and community sponsors for continued financial support. And I think we're going to have to depend on that a little more than we have in the past, because I'm imagining that funding will shift.
She added that on the positive side, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting recently announced a new grant for rural radio stations, and KMUD is applying. Randolph also talked about the aspects of community radio that make its value bipartisan.
You know, public media is just crucial, especially to, like I said, in rural communities. There's very few news outlets that can provide immediate up-to-date information in the face of emergencies. That's where we've really shined and been able to really be an important one of the ways to be a really important community asset during the tsunami warning and the earthquake and wildfire season, storms with road closures. We're able to report in real time. We have live DJs in the studios able to update that information, which is becoming more and more rare. Most radio stations don't have live DJs on the weekends or at nights, and sometimes even during the day. So we're, you know, really hoping to be able to continue getting funding through a lot of emergency news sources and keep on trucking. You know, I'm only been at KMUD for about 4 months, so it's new to me being in KMUD, and then this situation is even more, I don't think any of us really saw it coming. So, you know, we have other ways of getting some funds, but this is a big dip for sure.
Members of Progressive Democrats and those who called into the online meeting expressed appreciation for KMUD, and so did Randolph. She said she comes from a background of local commercial radio, and quote, being part of a community station really aligns with my politics and community activism a lot more. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.